Even with the popularity of streaming music services, last year saw a resurgence in sales of vinyl records. NewsHour Weekend's Christopher Booker has the story.
For the first time since 1986, there were more vinyl records sold last year than CDs.
Pressing plants have had trouble keeping up with the volume of records that people have bought over the last year.
Mac McCon is the co-founder of North Carolina-based independent label Merge Records, as well as the frontman for the band Superchunk. For over 30 years, Merge has released some of the most seminal recordings in indie rock, bands like the Neutral Milk Hotel, Arcade Fire, and the Magnetic Fields. Despite the pandemic, 2020 turned out to be a good year for the label.
Yes, I mean, it's not like a huge jump, but considering that we all were kind of predicting a nosedive, it's amazing. And I know personally, being stuck at home for all those months gave me a lot more time with my record collection, which is awesome, and gave me a lot of time to learn about artists I didn't know about just by listening to music online and ordering records from not only local stores, but stores all over the country.
Ironically, social distance, for lack of a better term, has long been baked into the way the independent music world operates.
People mail ordering music from us has been important to us since we started in 1989, you know. And so while the entire office pretty much has been working at home remotely, the people in our mail order and shipping department, as soon as it was safe to go back into the office and the warehouse, they've been there shipping orders to people and shipping orders to stores.
Another surprise boost for Merge, Waxahachie, the project of singer-songwriter Katie Crutchfield, had a song land on former President Barack Obama's Best of 2020 playlist.
You know, if we could only get him to make an all Merge playlist, that might really help us as a label. But for sure, for that Waxahachie record, St. Cloud, that was a big boost for that.
While the year went better than expected for the label, it wasn't that way for all the artists. For the younger acts, the lockdown year has been a challenge.
Their plan, like many bands' plan, is to go out and tour to promote their record. So, you know, we put out amazing records by bands like Sweet Spirit, Jade Hairpins, Torres, whose tours all got canceled or cut short by the pandemic. And that it's really hard to, in the streaming world, cut through the noise and the massive amount of music that is out there if you're a new artist and you're trying to kind of break into people's consciousness.
What do you think this will do long-term to the structure of the independent music world? Have things been forever changed by the last year?
We won't really know until it's been several months post-vaccine and we see how things are going in terms of touring and stuff like that. And people go back to whatever the new normal is. But I do think that people are really anxious to see their favorite bands again and to obviously see their friends again in those situations.